From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged to issue Perpu on forest fire mitigation. Minister Retno Marsudi, United Nations envoy, discussed Rohingya repatriation data. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. Hamdalat Pane. The Indonesian Forum for the Environment, WALHI, along with civil coalitions, urged President Joko Widodo immediately issue a regulation in lieu of law on environmental crimes to end corporate misdeeds in land and forest fires. The demand was conveyed since the government has failed in managing natural resources. The Forum's advocacy department had Zenzi Suhari told reporters in Jakarta on Thursday that the regulation is necessary to prevent wildfires incident from recurrence. According to Zenzi, Sumatra and Kalimantan people must live under harmful hedge caused by land and forest fires. The hedge has omitted the most basic rights of human existence to breathe safely and comfortably. While he further demanded the government provide protection for firefighters in the field and appoint each regional administration office as the evacuation post and safe house from smoke. They also asked the health ministry to give access to free medical treatment for victims in all hospitals and community health centers in every regional level. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi held a meeting with UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for Myanmar, Christine Sraner-Burgener, to deliberate on the repatriation of Rohingyas. At a meeting held on the sidelines of UN General Assembly session in New York, the United States, on Monday, both parties held discussion on the current situation in Rakhine State, Myanmar, as well as preparations for repatriating Rohingya residents from refugee camps at Cox Bazar, Bangladesh. Foreign Minister Marsudi stated during a media briefing delivered via video from the Indonesian Foreign Ministry on Tuesday, Indonesia agrees that repatriation must be voluntary, safe, and dignified. During her visit in New York, Christine will hold meetings with several parties in connection with the Rohingya issue, including those with Indonesia that have helped resolve conflict in Rakhine without megaphone diplomacy. One of Indonesia's concrete efforts in creating peace in Myanmar is the construction of a hospital in Rakhine. Minister Retno Marsudi stated that construction of the hospital was almost complete and will be inaugurated on October. Delegation of Pakistani Parliament asked Indonesian Regional Representative Council to support resolution on Kashmir, which proposed by Pakistan in the fourth meeting of speakers of Eurasian countries' parliaments, MEAP, that was held on September 23 and 24 in Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan. The request was conveyed when Vice Chairman Senate of Pakistan, Salim Manduinwala, met with Deputy of Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Darmayanti Lubis, along with a number of Indonesian Regional Representative Council members on the sidelines of the meeting on Thursday. On the occasion, Salim Manduinwala said that an agenda related to human rights issue in Kashmir. Meanwhile, Darmayanti Lubis said, related to the human rights issue, either it has happened in Islamic countries or other countries which loving peace, so Indonesia will follow up. Tourism industry in Indonesia is increasingly interesting. Beautiful nature, adding with various emerging traditions and cultures, managed to attract domestic and foreign tourists. This is proved by data which was released by Google, that searching related to tourism increases by 39% since early 2018, according to Google Trends. Industry manager Google Indonesia, Julfi Rahardian in Jakarta on Tuesday said, the data on Google search within the last 18 months showed a surge in the tourism industry in Indonesia.
Jadi di sini kita akan coba bahas tentang potensi digital ekonomi khusus untuk pariwisata online di Asia Tenggara, especially di Indonesia.
We will try to discuss about the digital economic potential for online tourism in Southeast Asia, especially in Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest country for online tourism in Southeast Asia. Based on the results of Google Temasek's research last year, the total number of flight and hotel transactions carried out online, there were around $8.6 billion. That is total penetration, also called goods value. In the last few years, the growth has reached 20%, and we expect for the next few years until 2025, it will still grow by 70% each year. This illustrates the enormous potential of online tourism in Indonesia.
Assistant Deputy of Strategic Management of Tourism Ministry, Ari Prasetyo, said that there are around 70% tourism process conducted through digital, starting from seeking, searching, until booking of ticket and accommodation. The increasing of tourism industry by online in Indonesia is encouraged by a number of factors, such as the growing online travel aggregator, which offers various features and services for the tourists. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Government of Japan agreed to conduct transfer technology during revitalization of the railroad tracks taking place in Indonesia. Deputy of Japanese Ambassador of Economic Field in Indonesia, Tadayuki Miyashita, said that there are five construction methodology which will be taught by Japan to Indonesia. The five construction methodology are track method without ballast for semi-fast train. Secondly, construction of concrete slab of the track as media which distribute double load carriage. This was stated by Miyashita in a press briefing at the Japanese Embassy in Jakarta on Thursday. Other three methods which become targets are printed concrete to construct permanently frame, diesel power generation unit, and automatic train stop system. Technological transformation is one of the 7 points which are agreed by governments of Indonesia and Japan in signing agreement of technique for the North Coast Railroad Revitalization Project, which will become the Jakarta-Surabaya semi-fast train line. Various Indonesian products exhibited in the 15th Pyongyang International Trade Exhibition in Pyongyang, North Korea on Monday were in demand by visitors who flocked Indonesia's stand. Press release from Indonesian Embassy in Pyongyang, which was received in Jakarta on Tuesday, mentioned that there were more than 3,000 visitors who flocked Indonesia's stand in the first day when opening Pyongyang Autumn International Trade Fair. Opening of the exhibition was witnessed by Deputy of North Korean Prime Minister Ri Yong-nam and Deputy of North Korean Foreign Economic Affairs Minister Oh Rong-chol. The exhibition will hold until September 27 and participated in by 350 stands of North Korea and other countries such as China, Indonesia, Mongolia, and Vietnam. Indonesian Ambassador to North Korea, Berlian Napitupulu, said that the interest of North Korean people toward Indonesian products is so high, and this is an opportunity which needs to be utilized by Indonesian entrepreneurs. Voice of Indonesia for the 8th time will hold Anugrah Sastra VOI Literature Award and Appreciation and also media to accommodate talent of writing owned by Indonesian citizens who stay abroad. The Anugrah Sastra VOI, which was previously named Bilik Sastra VOI Award, is Pick Up Guratan Pena segment, which collects and broadcasts short story, which is sent to Voice of Indonesia through email. For this year, the first winner of Anugrah Sastra VOI 2019, achieved by Indonesian student in Egypt, Daud Farma, with his short story titled Pedas Manis. Meanwhile, the second winner is achieved by Ahla Jenan, an Indonesian migrant worker who stays in Hong Kong, with her short story titled Jejak Cinta Asmara Dana. In addition to handing over trophy to the winners, they will also hold talk show with the theme Perantau Unggul dengan menulis, means the nomads excel with writing, that will be held at Yusuf Ronodipuro Auditorium, RRI Jakarta on Thursday. The talk show will be hosted by Diba Kasim, a radio broadcaster, with speakers, Head of Language Development and Cultivation Agency, Professor Dadang Sunendar, Deputy of HB Yasin Literature Documentation Center, Abrori Jabbar, and young writer, Bernard Batubara. Well, listener, that's the news.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Aturan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia ada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami, angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Aku yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landas sekerjanya, Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara.
Here is commentary for today entitling Expectation from the UN General Assembly 2019. The United Nations has again held a general session. In this annual agenda, Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla was present to deliver his speech. He explained, among others, the problems that were happening in Indonesia, namely forest fires and forest and land fires. This topic was chosen because it concerns the environment and is certainly of concern to other countries. On that occasion, on behalf of the government and the Indonesian nation, the Vice President stated that climate change also hindered the process of suppressing forest and land fires in a number of provinces in Sumatra and Kalimantan. Related to that, Indonesia expressed its commitment to proactively anticipate the effect of climate change. The environmental problems has always been a topic that was raised in the speech of the heads of states. This year, forest fires are a concern. In addition to occurring in Indonesia, fires also affect the tropical forests in Brazil, which are exceeded Indonesia. Forests, which are the lungs of the world, are increasingly thinning as space continues to be filled with carbon monoxide and other exhaust gases from oil and coal-fired industries and forest fires. But the UN General Assembly is not merely a matter of discussing the environment. Geopolitics, trade, and economic issues are also matters of concern. Many of rhetoric of the head of state raise the issues of geopolitics in increase tensions between countries. Iran and the United States, for example, argue with one another about their respective position. In the economic field, trade war is also a concern. Indeed, such rhetoric feels as a matter that is always discussed from year to year through the General Session of the United Nations. In fact, the world still expects that through the UN General Assembly, the system of relation between the states and the atmosphere of peace and the promotion of equality and prosperity between states can be realized. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. That was commentary.
Today in history, I'll begin with the September 25, 1978, crash of the Pacific Southwest Airlines Flight 182. Pacific Southwest Airlines Flight 182 collided with the Cessna 172 light aircraft in San Diego, California on Monday, September 25, 1978. The 144 fatalities became the deadliest plane crash in U.S. aviation history. The two planes crashed in North Park, San Diego at the intersection of Dwight and Nile, killing 137 people on both planes and 7 people on the ground in homes, including 2 children. 9 people were injured and 22 houses were destroyed. The accident caused a revision of the air traffic rules. Turning to September 25, 1992, NASA launches the Mars Observer. The Mars Observer, also known as the Mars Geoscience Climatology Orbiter, is a robotic spacecraft with a mass of 1,018 kilograms launched by NASA on September 25, 1992. This vehicle is the first robotic mission sent to study the surface, atmosphere, climate, and terrain of Mars magnet. This mission failed and lost communication on August 21, 1993, 3 days before entering orbit. An attempt to restore communication failed. I'll end with September 25, 2003, the Hokkaido earthquake. On September 25, 2003, an earthquake occurred off the coast of Hokkaido, Japan, and the point of the earthquake occurred at a depth of 27 kilometers below sea level with a strength of 8.3 on the Richter scale. This earthquake became the strongest earthquake in Japan since 1900. This earthquake caused extensive damage, destroyed roads, landslide, and cut off electricity connections. The earthquake caused a tsunami with a height of 4 meters. At least 800 people were injured. The earthquake was felt throughout Japan. That was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Memang indah semua, tapi berakhir luka. Kau main hati dengan sadarmu. Kau tinggal aku, benar ku mencintaimu, tapi tak begini. Curangi aku, benar ku mencintaimu, tapi tak begini. Kau hianati hati ini, kau curangi aku. Kau bilang tak pernah bahagia,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's topic of My Indonesia titled Indonesia is determined to increase export to China. Indonesian Minister for Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita said that Indonesia and China were consistent in increasing trade cooperation. The minister conveyed that during bilateral meeting with Executive Deputy Director of the Administrative Committee of Guangxi Pingxiang Integrated Free Trade Zone, Wang Fahung. The meeting was held amidst the preparation of 16th China-ASEAN Expo in Pingxiang, Guangxi, on Friday, September 20. In his press statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday, September 22, Enggar Tias Tolukita said the meeting was the beginning of good cooperation. He hoped the cooperation can increase export of Indonesian potential products and supplying markets in China. This meeting was follow-up of the previous meeting of Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita with General Administration of Customs Minister in Beijing that discussed free trade zone in China. According to the minister, free trade zones in two provinces, namely Guangxi and Fujian, could be the gate for swift next intermediate products, fruits and other products to China. This is because the two provinces have exclusiveness as free trade zone. Pingxiang City in Guangxi Province and Fujian Province received exclusiveness from Chinese government as special economic zone. The two cities can receive various commodities that will process again and become entrance to Chinese market. Enggar Tias Tolukita said, Indonesian commodity can enter through land and sea road. In this opportunity, Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita also witnessed the signing of Memorandum of Understanding for Edible Bird's Nest Processing Project settled in between Chinese government and representatives of Southeast Asian Holding Company FKS Group from Indonesia. The signing was done by Executive Deputy Director of the Administrative Committee of Guangxi Pingxiang Integrated Free Trade Zone, Wang Fanghong and Eddie Kusuma from FKS Group. Previously, Minister Enggar Tiasto with Wang Fanghong visited land border of China and Vietnam in Pingxiang. There was land entrance for commodities from ASEAN countries such as Thailand and Vietnam to China. China provided opportunity for Indonesia to bring inverse products to China, and that must be used as good as well as possible. In this meeting, Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita also promoted the 34th Trade Expo Indonesia to be held in Indonesia Convention Center, ICE BSD City, Tangerang, on October 16 to 20, 2019. That was My Indonesia.
Aku tak melupakanmu, ku hanya takkan lagi memanjakan diriku padamu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya hilang sekejap tuk yakinkan ku sanggup tanpamu. Kan ku terima kenyataannya, agar kau dapat menggapai kebahagiaanmu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura melupakan dirimu. Akan menata hatiku, pulihkan diriku. Ku kan tunjukkan padamu agar kau tak pernah menyesal mengenal diriku. Setiap kali ku ingin menghapusmu, lalu ada yang terindah mengingatkanku. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you to Citorek Village. Stay tuned. A country above the clouds is a nickname for a place that has natural beauty, where tourists can see a collection of clouds that envelop a village. The nickname is apparently not only owned by Dieng Regency, but also Citorek Village located in Mount Luhur, Lebak, Banten Province. The country above the clouds is suddenly popular among domestic and foreign tourists because it presents extraordinary view. Citorek Village is a part of Mount Halimun Salak Park area. It is not as high as other mountains in Indonesia. Mount Luhur has around 901 meters high above sea level. Mount Luhur has tourism destination, which has begun to be visited in June 2019, becomes a main focus of provincial government of Banten. This area is going to be facilitated with various needs for the tourists. To go to Mount Luhur from Jakarta can be accessed by motor vehicles, and it has a distance 140 kilometers or takes around 5 hours. If you are curious to explore the mountain but do not want to take a walk too far, you do not have to worry, because now it has provided parking space. It has a distance only 200 meters from the peak of the mountain. The best time to see the clouds is in the morning or around 5:30 to 8 a.m. local time. At that time, the sun begins to shine. If you want to explore and spend your night here, you can set a tent on the peak of the mountain. You can enjoy not only the beauty of clouds which cover Citorek Village, but also the fresh water of Mount Luhur at some waterfalls in the region, such as Cipamijenan, Cipangasahan, and Cisuren. Certainly, there are not many tourism destinations which give some objects at once. So, set your time to take holidays on Mount Luhur at Citorek Village. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Rasa sepi yang telah percaya lagi. Dan ku akui hanyalah dirimu yang bisa merubah segala sudut pandang gila yang ku rasa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Filmnya Bagus, or in English, The Film is Good. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about the film is good or filmnya bagus. Tony and Enda have finished to watch a comedy film. They are talking about the film they've just watched.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Film, which means film or movie. Lucu, which means to be funny. Jalan cerita, which means storyline. Lumayan bagus, which means to be quite good. Candaan, which means joke. Filmnya bagus ya, which means the film is good, right? Bagaimana menurut kamu tentang film itu? Which means, what do you think about the movie? Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu. Aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu. Which means, I do not understand about the jokes at the film. Tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya. Tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya. Which means, but I like the film storyline. Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? Apa pendapatmu tentang film ini? Which means, what do you think about the movie? In the dialogue, Enda considers that the movie she watched was good and funny. She said, filmnya bagus dan lucu, which means the film is good and funny. Unlike Enda's opinion, Tony considers that the film was quite good. He said, lumayan. If you ask about someone's view about a movie, you can say, apa pendapatmu tentang film tadi? Which means, what do you think about the film? And if you have conveyed your opinion, then as about others' view, you can say, filmnya bagus. Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, the film is good. What do you think? Next are some examples of expression in Indonesian language that can be used when giving views about a film. Filmnya luar biasa. In English, the film is amazing. Filmnya bagus. In English, the film is good. Filmnya kurang bagus. In English, the film is not good. Filmnya membosankan. In English, the film makes me bored. Jalan ceritanya membuatku bingung. In English, the storyline makes me confused. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Filmnya bagus dan lucu ya. Bagaimana menurutmu?
Ya, lumayan. Sebenarnya aku tidak terlalu mengerti candaan dalam film itu.
Oh?
Iya, tapi aku suka jalan ceritanya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Ku pikir ku tak pernah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's nice to see you again in Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a song from North Sulawesi to you entitled Esa Mokan. The song Esa Mokan narrates about a man who conveys messages to his beloved to be loyal and keeps on praying to God in order to be given life long. The traditional atmosphere of the song Esa Mokan, sung by Nova Sondah, is totally felt, since it is accompanied by kolintang, typical percussion music of Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Well, listener, here is the song Esa Mokan by Nova Sondah. Happy listening!
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.